Wes and Chap stood and moved in tandem to the edge of the desk, where they leaned forward together as Quince opened the file. The first thing they noticed was the photo, paper-clipped to the inside flap. Wes gently removed it and said,
"Is this supposed to be Ricky?"
"That's him,"
Quince said, ashamed but determined to get through it. "A nice-looking young man," Chap said, as if they were staring at a Playboy centerfold. All three were immediately uncomfortable. "Let's go back to the beginning," Chap said, looking down at the fragile and suffering little man in the oversized chair.
"How did it all start?"
Quince moved some papers around in the file and produced a thin magazine.
"I bought this at a bookstore in Chicago," he said, sliding it around so they could read it.
The title was Out and About, and it described itself as a publication for mature men with alternative lifestyles. He let them take in the cover, then flipped to the back pages. Wes and Chap didn't try to touch it, but their eyes took in as much as possible. Very few pictures, lots of small print. It wasn't pornography by any means. On page 46 was a small section of personals. One was circled with a red pen. It read, "Single white male in 20s, looking for kind and discreet gentlemen in 40s or 50s to pen pal with." Wes and Chap leaned lower to read it, then came back up together.
"So you answered this ad," Chap said.
"I did. I sent a little note, and about 2 weeks later I heard from Ricky."
Moving things along, he removed the first letter from Ricky and thrust it at them.
"Just lay it down," Wes said.
And they leaned in again, inspecting without touching. They were very slow readers, Quince noticed, and they read with incredible concentration.
"The next letter, please," Chap said.
Quince laid them out in sequence, one beside the other, three lavender in color, one a soft blue, one yellow, all written in the tedious block handwriting of a person with plenty of time. When they finished one page, Chap would carefully arrange the next one with a pair of tweezers. Their fingers touched nothing.
"We'll need copies of all this," Wes said.
"That could be a problem."
"The bank doesn't have a copier?"
"It does. But you're not copying that file in this bank."
Chap and Wes looked at each other, then at Quince. Wes said,
"Okay, look. I'll stay here with you. Chap will take the file and find a copier."
"Where?"
"The drugstore," Wes said.
"You must be careful, okay? The pharmacist is my secretary's second cousin. This is a very small town."
Chap took the file and walked to the door. It clicked loudly when he unlocked it, and when he stepped through, he was immediately under scrutiny. Chap nodded to them all and eased away, passing as he went virtually every employee of the bank. The door clicked loudly again as Quince locked the damn thing before anyone could barge in.